The theme of this year's World Diabetes Day is family and the impact diabetes can have on it. As is the experience of many around the world, the prices of insulin, related supplies, and care for those living with diabetes can have a major impact on a family's income each month. For the past 4 years, Health Action International's Addressing the Challenge and Constraints of Insulin Sources and Supply, or ACSIS study, has been looking into the issues around insulin price and availability, which are preventing reliable access for 1 in 2 in need. This summer, in Mali, we met a 15-year-old boy and his father who has been living with type 1 diabetes for 8 years. His father described to us how they discovered he was type 1 after going into hospital for what was believed to be malaria.
Il y a de cela 5 ans maintenant.
5 ans.
Parce que nous étions à l'hôpital Gabriel Touré, ça a débuté là-bas. Mm-hmm. On pensait même que c'était le paludisme.
D'accord.
C'est arrivé là-bas maintenant après la consultation. Mm-hmm. Le lendemain, ils ont dit que ce sont du diabète.
D'accord.
Et ils ont commencé maintenant à faire le traitement de diabète.
He was not given insulin until after he went into a 21-day coma. Here, Health Action International's Molly Lepesca told us more about the situation in the country.
In Mali, insulin isn't available from the government. Children with type 1 diabetes have to receive insulin and supplies via donations from global organizations like Life for a Child and with the support of local organizations like in Mali, Santa Diabet. But when insulin isn't available, then families have to make a really hard choice. Pay for insulin out of pocket at about $10 a vial or go without. And in Mali, the average income is about $60 a month. And so the choice to spend 20% of their monthly income for one vial can be really daunting, especially when that amount is only a part of the costs that it takes for proper diabetes management. And that those costs also require for supplies such as syringes and glucometers and test strips, and also for potential travel to pharmacies and doctor's visits. Beyond these financial hardships, diabetes and the lack of comprehensive treatment can create other strains on a family, from missing school and work to social stigma and the stress that's put on caregivers.
This additional impact is illustrated in the case of the Malian family, where the boy no longer goes to school due to diabetes complications.
Mm-hmm. Quand tu lui dis quelque chose, tout de suite là maintenant pour qu'il aille faire ça là, tout de suite, 2 jours avant qu'il n'arrive maintenant au lieu même de la destination, il oublie ce qu'on lui a dit.
We also saw the effects of the price of insulin in countries like Peru, where a lack of availability in the public sector leads to people buying their medicine from private pharmacies. We spoke to Juan Francisco, who has been living in Lima with type 1 diabetes for 57 years.
Unos 400, poco más de 400 soles.
400 soles.
Poco más.
¿Y usted actualmente se dedica?
Porque generalmente a veces no uso tres veces para pincharme el dedo, sino está altísimo, entonces me hago 4 más, qué sé yo.
400 soles for insulin and supplies translates into $118 per month in a country where the average income is $590 per month. In Kyrgyzstan, the government provides free insulin to all in need, but that doesn't mean there aren't challenges. One man we visited at his house told us about how, because glucometers and test strips, for example, are not covered, he often doesn't check his blood sugar.
Честно, приобрести вот это вот. Было, а вот потом кончились вот эти вот, как его, да. И она вот лежала и так и пропала.
We have very good attitude of staff and we have enough supplies and everything is okay. The only thing that I would like to have is have glucometers and these test strips. I had some, but now I ran out of that.
ACSIS has developed a toolkit that provides solutions that can work to bring down prices and increase availability of this essential medicine, particularly in low and middle income countries. Tools include a diabetes cost calculator, and various papers and guidelines, such as on the use of insulin and its cost of production. We caught up with Meredith Basie of Universities Allied for Essential Medicines, who shared her thoughts on the tools.
So what I think is exciting about the Access Toolkit, first of all, it's available in multiple languages. It means that a lot of different people, groups, from communities all the way up to policymakers will be able to engage with it and bring it to people who are in a position to create change. I think in the past, what has been challenging is a lot of people understand the issue that access to insulin is a problem, but haven't been in a position really to understand or have the tools to move forward to resolve that challenge in the local setting. And obviously, each country, each region, we see different challenges, and this toolkit is supposed to help provide individuals an opportunity to create change in their local health systems.
These tools will help to guide governments and policymakers to make the best decisions for those using insulin, and will go a long way to helping people like those we met in Peru, Mali, and Kyrgyzstan. For more, go to accesstoolkit.highweb.org.